The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of a letter will pass from the law, until all things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of these, the least of these commandments, and teaches others to do so, will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven. I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said through your ancestors, 'You shall not kill, and whoever kills will be liable to judgment.' But I say to you, whoever is angry with brother will be liable to judgment, and whoever says to brother Raga will be answerable to the Sanhedrin, and whoever says you fool will be liable to fiery Gehenna. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar and there recall that your brother has anything against you, leave your gift there at the altar, go first and be reconciled with your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Settle with your opponent quickly while on the way to court. Otherwise, your opponent will hand you over to the judge. The judge will hand you over to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. Amen, I say to you, you will not be released until you have paid the last penny. You have heard that it was said, 'You shall not commit adultery.' But I say to you, everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than to have your whole body thrown into Gehenna. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than to have your whole body go into Gehenna. It was also said, 'Whoever divorces his wife must give her a bill of divorce.' But I say to you, whoever divorces his wife, unless the marriage is unlawful, causes her to commit adultery. And whoever marries a divorced woman commits adultery. And again, you have heard that it was said to your ancestors, 'Do not take a false oath, but make good to the Lord all that you vow.' But I say to you, do not swear at all, not by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by the earth, for it is his footstool, nor by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Do not swear by your head, for you cannot make a single hair white or black. Let your yes mean yes, and your no mean no. Anything more is from the evil one." The Gospel of the Lord. Quite frequently when I'm hearing confessions, not that I'm breaking any seal here, it is not uncommon for a person to say that they are confessing their bad thoughts, or confessing their anger, or even confessing their lustful thoughts, as if those were sins in and of themselves. And oftentimes they will refer to this passage: if you grow angry, you've already committed murder. If you look passionately or lustfully at something, even a passing glance, you've committed adultery. And it's interesting, when you look at this particular passage in the Gospel of Matthew, which is another part of the Sermon on the Mount known as the Antitheses, where Jesus quotes the law and then says, "But I tell you." And it's almost as if he's taking the law a step further, intensifying it more. But if you note, in many ways, he's speaking of the thoughts, the passions that lead us to sin. But he doesn't just simply leave it at that. He goes from the thoughts or the feelings to the action itself. For example, he says, if you grow angry with someone, you've committed murder in your heart. But then he goes on to other things, such as words that are said, degradations that you pour onto people, and even to the point of speaking a legal scenario, in which he says, settle with your opponent while on the way to court, lest you be thrown in jail. Well, why would you be thrown in jail? Because in your anger, you've put yourself in legal jeopardy. You've done something that's put yourself in legal jeopardy. And so it's not just the thought, it's the action as well. Even the case of adultery, and I don't want to descend into a PG-13 rated homily here, so I'm choosing my words carefully. In other places in the gospel, you'll hear him say, if your foot is your undoing, if your tongue is your undoing, in addition to the eye and the hand. It's another gospel that presents the same teaching. But here in the context of looking lustfully at someone, he is speaking of only two things: the eye that's looking at something and the hand that's doing something. I don't want to get any more specific. But in the midst of the adulterous disposition, the attitudes, the looks, he is also speaking of the impure actions that accompany it. In other words, a passing glance at a provocative billboard is not necessarily adultery. When he's speaking of taking oaths, he's not just simply saying don't take an oath, but looking at the disposition. Why is it necessary to take an oath? Because we have the disposition of being dishonest people, where here he says, say yes when you mean yes and no when you mean no. So how do we make sense of all that? It's not just the thought, it's the action that constitutes the sin. But how is Jesus intensifying it? Not simply saying the thought is the sin, the anger is the murder, the thought is the adultery. But he's basically telling us, avoid the sin not when we're right about to commit the sin, but be aware of the dispositions that lead to sin. We will get angry, yes, but it's what we do when we're angry that constitutes sin. It's the losing control. But he's saying, be aware when you are angry and that it could lead to sin. Yes, we can look passionately at something or be distracted by something. Doesn't necessarily constitute adultery, but know the passions that lead to the sin. And instead of stopping the sin at the moment of commission, be aware of what leads into it and learn to control ourselves so that we do not fall into that sin. Be aware that we can at times be people who are not of the truth. But when we are known as people of the truth, then we don't need to take oaths, because our word means something. Our word has value. Our yes means yes. Our no means no. And so it's not just simply Jesus intensifying it, so if we so much as think about it, or if we so much as look at the provocative decals on the mud flaps of semis, we're suddenly committing murder or we're committing adultery. But he's saying, be aware of the temptations around us and nip that sin right in its temptation, not at the moment we're ready to commit it. So he's intensifying our awareness, not just every scenario of the mind is the sin. And in that, he's bringing us to a maturity where we are less people of sin because we are aware of the dispositions. And in that, we can be extra vigilant so that despite our dispositions, despite our anger, and despite our other dispositions, there is where we put the effort to avoid sin.